Log Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all new.
Yo,
this is where they do to that radio. When we featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Rock Shotgun, D-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio movie featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are cheating.
You don't know your girl, like he's a duck. You don't know how to rap at the best food Monday. You know I'm coming hard. You got no stress from me. I got no muscle. Same old shit. Just a different day. I'm just trying to get it. Each and every day. Every day in the house. But it's back to do. Times are getting hard. So here's what muscles do. Hustle. 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 Hard. Hustle. 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 Hard. Hustle. Hustle. Awesome. Hot. Yeah, my name is Cheetah. Gonna make this sudden Chiba. I be burning dope. I be smoking Reba. Tired of being broke. Being hungry. I don't sell no pussy. I hustle for my money. Ride or die. Bitch. Trap a damn rapper. Rapper. Get a nigga. You get a leader. Rapper. Rapper. Cheetah ride hard. Musa and Mercedes. I'm always doing the more than Khalifa. I'll hunt you like a cheetah. No brother, bitch, but I'm a diva. Yesterday, I eat my that seed, y'all. Come on, check the box, you little diva. Same old shit, just a different day. I'm here trying to get it, each and every day. Every day, I need a house. But the facts do. Times are getting hard, so here's what mama will do. Hustle, 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 hard. Hustle, 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 hard.
Vodka, mix a bigger soda with trashes. Come to the hood, you know where it's at. I show you the classes, those the classes, blow me the straps, home. They say, Bo, I ain't know you can rap, cause I'm a hustler, not a rapper, I just know how to rap. Mama.
My old squad sing titty bang bang, make the titty gang bang. My old squad sing titty bang bang, make the titty gang bang.
I'll let the toolie ring, so make you the toolie hang. Over the crew you claim, cock back aim. Pop at your frame, this is not no game. Blow the plot out your brain, so don't think about it. Before heat strong, don't speak about it. I keep the nine on me, never leave the crib without it. ARs and 223, I put your chest to your back and leave your wig in the weed. See, you the type of folk, make deals with the D.
Whoa.
Let me stand out, keep eating that cheese. I'll put the thing to your knot, no remorse when I squeeze. That's the rules of the game, if you talk, you leave. Well, tell us that's the code of the G. All I do is count stacks, say you're growing on trees. Until you faggot ass dudes who be hating on me, don't split, cause I'll be lurking. Done nothing, let this Tommy hurt him and murk him.
My old squad sing chibi bang bang, make the chibi dang bang. My old squad sing chibi bang bang, make the chibi dang bang.
Yeah. Once again, here come the antidote. I'll rob you, strip you, leave you looking like D'Angelo. And if you owe some type of way, then he open a cannon blow. I never leave my jammy, yo, I got that fast jammy flow. And I got that poppy, I can move with two hands, yo. That rap is a tool to get that crib in Miami, yo. I bet for my street niggas moving them things. My niggas struggling, trying to eat in the game. I've been on both sides, I felt destroyed in the pain. Fucked up when you broke, but life you sustain. There's no reason when you eating, niggas fight at the train. Your enemy sees you getting hazy in your veins. What makes things worse, you getting hazy with his pain. The niggas are pussy, they'll peel over a fence. Got the street toes broke, another one is dismissed. And they can throw me in the cell, cause I ain't selling them shit, you know.
My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the chitty dang bang. My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the chitty dang bang. My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the chitty dang bang. My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the chitty dang bang.
Hey, it's your girl B-Dub reporting live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to star in the next Fame Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fame Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call B-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at B-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Real talk, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know how it goes down. Remember, this is Where They Do That At Radio, baby. Get a kick on the ride like never before. Ride with me for a second. Ride with me.
Hey, coming to you from a packed studio. Hi,
I'm going to know this.
Private table at the comma. I'm a new millennium Sinatra. The top of marijuana from the neighborhood. Rastas, chiefin', feastin', king of the new school. I'm speaking in tongues, try translating voodoo. Hold up, let me start again. Undefeated shirt, Levi's, and a Mr. Rogers cardigan. It's a hell of a feeling, being this fresh bit. Seem to sit up on my list, call it bliss. Dex peddling this medical, the presence of a general. Magazine, centerfold, they all up on my genitals. Got the game in the palm of my hand. Efficient, wildin' out for the toxic man. He bitchin', cause I ain't got a lot of time for these weirdos. I can shit all up in my earlobes. I just live like Pandora's. Everyone to hear me say the boy is super nice. Put a bitch up on the flight, she gon' be here by the night. Get some afternoon delight, only either to subscribe. Call me Sammy Seymour, I be giving her the pipe. And when I'm out of town, she wanna see me, so we Skype. She might get obsessed and keep calling. 30,000 feet tall, petty free falling. Just laying back, letting gravity take its course. I wanna tell all of my haters that we made it, boy. From Basement Studio, some official shit. stressed out all the time, so I don't give a shit. Used to dream about it, boy, and now I'm living it. 412 with the most dope syndicate. Had a normal life, but now I'm sick of it. Transmit money just to spend it. This ridiculous, young and so mischievous. Bitch is. And then, bro wants me to sing close like this.
Tonight is the beginning of the fall. We're tough, man. My special guest on the line of two. A clock. You don't need to sanitize. Get your mind right.
I meant to guess. The song doesn't really need any introduction. Someone that is very close to my heart on a musical level, cultural level, spiritual level. And it's just an honor and privilege to have them here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauryn Hill.
And thoughts. Rotating bodies, confusion of sound, negative imagery holding us down, social delusion, clearly constructed, human condition, morals corrupted, trapped in reaction, lawlessness, war, dissatisfaction from bowels to core, devil's technology, strategy four, human mythologies, urban folklore, sick of psychology, counterfeit cure, wicked theology, robbing the poor. Scheme demonology mislead the pure, stricken strategically studying war. Light shone in darkness, image exposed. Few can see through the new emperor's clothes. Lustful, this hustle turns humans to hoes. When the blind lead the blind, just more trouble and woes. It's the mind that they chose, it's designed to stay closed. Standards of jokers, court just the logic. Cyclic and cosmic from schoolyard to college. Primitive man in his civilized knowledge. System collapse and he still won't acknowledge. God is the savior, studies behavior, trying to fix the mixed mind that he gave you. Stiff-necked scholars on prescription meds, wishing their problems was all in their heads. Moral dilemma, pride at the root, misguided from youth, heart divided from truth. Egyptians and Grecians, spiritually dead, empirically led by the good gods in their heads. Motives and thoughts, industrial wealth, global economy in it for self. Heart full of madness, covered with kind, pleasure designed to take over your mind. Furnished in godliness, painted in good. This tainted priesthood's got real saints misunderstood. While classes and government set up the veil and cultivate minds for more mythical tales. Typical Hollywood, Folly's good girl, while vice and corruption take over the world. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Line with the wickedness deep in your heart. Modern day wickedness is all you've been taught. Lie to your neighbors so you get ahead. Modern day trickery is all you've been fed. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Thank you.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This.
Okay.
Real tough. We take charge of the band, my man. Leaving a legend when it came to see
God.
We brought his car, why not? Real tough. Hope you got to close it up.
Right. I got the chance to come here. I'm ready. I'm
ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? Why? I should approach you from the finest words she'd have never heard. Ride after, ride after, ride after. I got the camera in the dance, should have loved me when you land. She was good, cause I wanna make me laugh. She said that I mean. Fresh off the presses, tailor made to him, but like the cleanest fresh presses. Had it extra starts, sheen fixes on the track with a head start. 154 rows, that's really smart. Halloween world played out for street tricks. Money make the world go round, I rotate it. Monte Carlo SS 086, straight from her pocket. All on the bitch. I'm a pimp Indian with a rapper. Oh, Chicago native block bending in
Oh, it's a magic, charismatic complexion to know me. I'm out of the atmosphere, maybe space to know me. So a story exaggeration is understated. I'm waiting for tomorrow, we didn't get to that. I think I'm not the best. Now you touching on your crime. See that you the peach, I'm the brain.
And I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach you with the finest words she didn't ever heard. Right. I got the camera in the dash. Should have loved it when you last. She was foolish because I want to make it last. She got what I mean. Reflection on my conversation. Got my mama contemplating making alterations. Even the man she's constantly dating. Promise of the answer. She no longer hesitates. Calling me a doctor, love you. In no prep for operation. So they're saying I keep her stimulated. Got her gone in the head. I ain't even penetrated. Dang, Trump tight. Cause I'm shot affiliated. On the block initiated. Living up to my name. Can't no chill, my persona. I do whatever I want. I get dimes, you get hotness. It's love, yeah. For fantasy, like coach, teach you how to be a player. On the business as a minor, graduated with a major. And the move I'm making major with a swag you can count on. With a swag like mine, you can't go wrong. Look at home, but transformed it with my Ultron. Facebook in these women, I take my phone. Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Right. I got the camera in the dash, and I love it when you last. She foolish cause I wanna make you laugh. She got what I mean.
Yeah.
I got a cold approach like the infrared October. Even more so sober, so addictive, so I told her. Talks a black moonlight glare off my shoulder. We tranquilize the flow, sip with something out of order. Her mind wide open, but her body out of order. Conversation made it less of an important. I say, you stand there like a woman at town. She say, I must agree with you, the one from out of town. So, hey, that's a cool start. Comic ground, moon shark, shoot darts, vibe more, dance floor, more. Too much school of arts, paint a picture, moving parts. Culinary, cut the bullshit, if you smart. I confess that I'm professor, nothing less surrender. Do it like the time on your dress. Time to address her and I did it unalarming. It's charming. She's saying ain't nobody did it better. So I tell her, yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing. So I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Right. I got the camera in the dash. Should have loved it when you last. She would just cause I want to make it last. She put it on me.
Yo, real talk, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. This is an urban experience like never before. We'll definitely take you on the ride on the wild side. And real talk, we just finna get in where we fit in, man. Matter of fact, if y'all feeling that joint for my man, Lisa the Legend, y'all know what it is. Hit us up, 347-940-318. Justin and MC. An MC. I did say an MC. Real talk, yo. You already know what it is. MC has definitely got a long way to go. You know what I'm saying? Every industry, he's definitely, yo. He's just getting started. I mean, he's been in the game for a minute. But, yo, he's got so much coming up to do. Real talk, it is what it is. Let me see if I can bring him all right quick to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo. Caller, last four DDO number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, Jay? It's your boy Lee.
Hey, holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Hey, I gotta bring a real MC on the air right quick. If you're up, you're good, man. How you been holding up? What's been happening with you?
Oh man, I've been so busy trying to make sure this next project is done up and right and you know, I got a couple of weak links, man, and I had to shake them off, man. So it's been, you know, twice as hard on my end as far as making sure the project gets done. So it's been being revised, you know, every step of the way. But like I said, it's still going to be coming out probably beginning the next month. Just been so busy, man. Every time I try to call into the station, man, it's already full. So You know, congrats on just having a full list of listeners, man. That's what's up.
Yo, I'm letting you know, man. Hey, word getting around. And like this tonight's gonna be a very special broadcast that I'ma have for the first time. Starting on where they do that radio. It's gonna be all over Jeff Silkman, Positive Force Radio, you know what I'm saying? New Vision Media, you know what I'm saying? Just name a few, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be introduced to the world of form. That's what it's gonna be called. It's gonna be a level of individuals in the industry, different perspectives, chopping it up, talking about all this good stuff that we got popping up on where they do that radio. Junkie with the entire movie. You know what I'm saying? Being an artist is definitely in the game. Just to seeing, you know, what's needed, where things need to go, man. How important is a campaign this magnitude and really helping young artists like yourself really get to the next level?
It's very important. And you know, just to be able to have this outlet, you know, I feel blessed and privileged, first and foremost. But it's definitely very, very important, like I said, and like I always, it's not too many positive outlets that, you know, underground independent artists have. You know, a lot of people think that they have to go mainstream, and it's not always necessarily, you know, the case. And, you know, right now, everybody on where they do that at is you know, they the leader of their own fate, ruler of their own destiny. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
That's what's up, man. Without you guys, would not be no us. So as long as you guys keep bringing the realness, keep doing what you do, we're going to do our part to definitely bring it home, man. But I want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. We got a lot of good folks that's on the air, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely chop it up and let everybody know what's up. So before I let you go, let them fans know how to get at you, man.
Definitely check me out, Last.fm, Legion of Legend. Check me out on where they do this, radio, .wibley.com, Spellbound Media, .wibley.com, TeamLegion.info, follow me at Twitter, at Legion the Legend. You know, shout outs to Beanie Weenie, V-Dub, Live365, Glance Radio, everything, you know, Gamer Zone, just, you know, it's all the way live.
Right, that's right, all the way live. Real tough, you already know what it is, man. Yo, need to just hold a line. We're gonna just crank this thing up. You already know what it is. This is the urban experience like never before. And I'm gonna tell you about my special guest that I got on the line tonight. You know what I'm saying? The form is just sitting up myself. This is my man, you know, myself, Jay, y'all. Y'all know who I am. We got my man, DJ Ghost Rider up in the building. I got my man, DJ Baby G, the Positive Force Radio up in the same. I got the man, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. This is Slick Chill himself, just looking at radio, holding it down. Real talk, what we gonna bring to you tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's something that's definitely history in the making, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be definitely opening up the airways now. You know, so you're gonna hear some stuff you don't heard before. You're gonna hear some shit that you ain't never heard before. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? As long as we can agree, definitely understand and know what's up, what's happening with this industry, where it needs to go as a whole, that's what we're here to do. The form. Real talk, it is what it is. You can hit us up 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press one on the dial. Now, for all y'all that don't know, I'm going to show you how true it is out there. We got a little over 22 million listeners. That's worldwide. We got over 45,000 live callers. The shit board is already going in. It's probably about now. But if it is, don't worry. Yo, just check it. You know what I'm saying? Go to the website, spellboundmedia.weebly.com. Go to Vision Media for the broadcast, definitely being distributed. If you miss anything, don't worry, we're gonna rerun it. We're gonna get the news here. We're gonna always hold it up. We're gonna hold it down like folks last time. Real talk, this is what it's about. It's about the artist and it's about the movie. You know what I'm saying? Yo, in positive energy, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be able to express, you know, really what's missing. You know, express really what's needed. Express really where this industry needs to go. Hip hop music, yes, is one of the most influential music genres in the world again. You know what I'm saying? Music just unifies. But you know, you gotta understand the different things that go on in music. You gotta understand the industry. You gotta understand, you know, really what's up, what's happening with it, man. So, you know, we gonna definitely keep on turning this thing up a whole nother level. You see it's an urban experience like never before. But we're definitely getting ready to take you on the ride on the wild side. What I'm gonna get ready to do right quick before I bring my guests on the line, we're definitely take over the airwaves. We're gonna take over the world by storm, as universe that is.
drop a short little commercial break on me. Please just to get your mind right, keep the rhyme tight. You already know what it is. You already understand, know what's going down. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely pushing you on a ride, on a wild side. Real talk, man. Keep the mind right, keep the rhyme tight. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
A baby that's here one way is going to keep you in a plus. You need to be here, girl. What are you
saying?
Nigga, fuck your dream.
It's revealing a glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter how hard we work at it, and we have to keep on going so far.
In the city of the most.
I love
the
A with all my heart.
Together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more in life than the streets of the bluff.
Like sometimes I just, you know what I'm saying, go by plane. You know what I'm saying? Fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the plane right back to the AC.
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
And you promise me that you have
Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone.
Don't.
Oh, I can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling ass hoe. Oh, bless
me. Man, this kid's incredible. We need
being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream.
I know, bro. I don't want to make a decision right now.
I ain't ready.
Zerard is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Nah, little bro. That ain't for me. Thank you for loving me.
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
It was a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. Are you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood? You stay in the hood. You die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there and something. We be worried down, I'm gonna tell you, man. This is always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not gonna talk about putting your hands on my mom's
drunk ass. Put your hands on my girl, homewoman, man.
Hold on, I'm
trying to. You woman.
Everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. Nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga. Nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Martinez Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher. Rashida. Clayton English. Young Jit. Andrea Pitts. Sierra Gamble. Brandon Wallace. Chris Manuel, John L. Scott, Marquita Goings, Ron English, Chris Holyfield, 22Q, the writer and director Henderson Maddox, 5 days in the A, life, love, and the struggle. Join us for a movie.
Yo, real talk on where they did it at radio. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, for that movie, they 5 days in the A. You definitely can catch it on Spellbound Media. Actually, you can actually go to the website, spellboundmedia.weebly.com. You know, we will be debuting that movie
Actually, you know, that's already on Dish Network. It's a real good movie that definitely, you know, shows the inner city struggle, the entire movement. Real talk, it is what it is. But yo, enough about that. Yo, shout out to, I'm just bullshitting. Shout out, you know, to my man, Boss Man, for definitely bringing that movie to us. Yes, that's my man, John Paul Scott. You know, Boss Man, the joint, the guy that's got the joint call, I'm the boss. Real talk, you definitely got a major role in that movie. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, you definitely want to check that out. But without further ado, we're going to bring you the form, which is going to be myself, J-Dawg. My man, DJ Silk, my man, yo, DJ, Baby G, and also, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, coming in by, you know, by virtual, you know what I'm saying, my man, you know, with New Vision Media, my man, DJ, Ghost Rider, real talk, it is what it is. Let me see if I can get these guys on the line to see what's up. She was happy seeing what they're doing in there, so we can definitely get this thing popped off. Yo, DJ Ghost Rider, if you can hear me, let me know what's good with you, man.
Yeah, what's good, baby boy? What's happening?
Hey, man, we holding it down, man. We getting ready to get it crunk, man. Let me see if the gang's all here, man. You know what I'm saying? I want the listeners to understand.
Ready,
though, man.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get it.
Yo, let me see if I got my man Silk out there. Yo, calling my man DJ Silk. You in the building, man?
Who? Who you asking for, bro?
I'm trying to see if I can find my man DJ Silk, man. I'm thinking of my man that's in the building up in here.
Yo,
that was up. I think I got them all in here. Let me see if I can get my man Baby G up on his line. We're gonna crank this thing up. Yo, Baby G, can you hear me, man?
I can hear you, bro. 1-2-1-2, check, testing.
Real talk, yo, the gang's all here. This is the forum. We're going to be discussing urban experience, the whole movement of the industry, music, the whole nine yards. We want to let the fans know, real talk, this is what it's about, man, because everybody comes from a diverse background. We hear a lot of music. You know, a lot of folks come from, you know, a lot of different backgrounds in the industry. So what we're going to be discussing tonight is very, very detrimental, man. Yes, that's your man. You know, just starting with yourself, yo, Ghost Rider, man. Kind of let the fans know a little bit about your background, a little bit about, you know, the whole movie that you got popping up with New Vision Media, man.
Yeah. So what it is, started out as an artist. Been an artist for a while. Got some hot things. My man J-Dawg got some of the material. Came up with a radio station. DJ Ghost Rider. Been around in the music for probably about 15 years now. A lot of insight, man. A lot of insight for the guys that don't know what to do. I got an answer for them.
Okay. Right. Hey, that's what's up. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna mess with my man Silk for a minute, man. Now, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Last time my man Silk was on, he definitely blessed with it. He let us know what's up with that. But, yo, you know, really kind of let the fans know a little bit more about just Silk and radio, the history behind it, and just really, you know, what you guys bring to the table in terms of really helping the artists get out there, man.
Did you say me?
Yeah, I'm talking to Silk.
Yo, it's good, guys. You know, I mean, it's like this radio station, what it's about, it's for the underground, you know. And a lot of underground artists misuse the media and don't respect it, you know. So it's like, you know, y'all ain't fucking with us if we don't fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you got to step your game up, you know what I mean? You can't go straight from Facebook to a website. I mean, a Facebook to a video game. I mean, true enough, it do cost money, but step your game up. This is a business. You know, so many artists try to compete with me, man. And you know what? I'm not a rapper. You know, I'm here to help. And all I can say is, man, I got love for who got love for just soaking the radio and everybody I roll with. My man, DJ Smooth, my man, DJ Tech, and, of course, Baby G, Positive Force Radio on there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, DJ Tech, winning the third Ohio Hip Hop Award for Best College Radio in all of Ohio. Third out of 8 years, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing that. That's my brother from another mother. 12 years strong and growing, you know, and it's about utilizing the resources, and, you know, that's part of the team that people don't even know about, but we about to make that happen. You know, he's a mixologist as well, and, hey, I pass him the music, so it's a what we do, we network. We network for real. We don't look at people like competition. We try to bring them on. Ain't that right, J-Dog?
That's right. We bring them out, man. Real talk is all about, you know, getting your content in. Participation is the key, man. You know, we stress that around here, man. You know, in order to, you know, for you to know you're going, you got to know where you came from. Yo, you definitely got to put in to get in, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you definitely got to do that, man.
You know, it's like we the media and we don't abuse it. I mean, we can do anything we want. Sky's the limit. All this started from ideas and people not believing in us. And how many people laughed at you, man? People laughed at you so many times, didn't they?
That's right. That's right. They did, man. When we came into this thing, they was like, there's no way you're going to be able to convince a large group of audience to definitely participate on a radio broadcast of this magnitude. And here we are now with over 22 million people live. You know what I'm saying? On the air worldwide, and over 40,000 people calling in on the line. So real talk, numbers don't lie. It is what it is. So hey, we're about the biz. We're about taking it to the next level.
Man, and you know, it's like it ain't a dream no more, man. We making this happen. You know, it's like hip hop, the freedom of oppression through expression. It's all about what you do with it. You know, and us being the media. I mean, my man Bush. You know, what's up, dog? What's up, boy?
What up, Drew?
Yeah, you don't be talking to me no more because J-Dog got him busy. You know what I mean? Ride or die. I mean, when you talk about networking, Bush get his service from the same people I get it from, you know? I'm working on his website. It's a family thing, you know what I'm saying? I take my team with me. You know, I didn't look at him like competition. I brought him on board. Now J-Dog talked to him more than he talked to me. I ain't mad.
Right.
No, you feel where I'm coming from, though, right? All BS aside, people don't understand the art and power of networking. Now we all growing together. Instead of me having to be the middleman and be like, yeah, I'm going to give you this number. No, it ain't about that.
That's right. That's right.
I could go on and on and on, but all I got to do is say, look at the website. The links is real. And I'm going to pass it to my man. I'm going to pass it to the left like a blunt in the wrong rotation.
Okay, in the wrong rotation. I hear you, man. I know a little bit of that rotation. Man, real talk.
Hell
yo,
no.
Baby, y'all already know this. Yo, baby, G, let them know what's happening with Positive Force Radio, man, and definitely what contributions definitely being made to really get these artists an opportunity to really get out there.
Yeah, man, basically, you know, I came into this.
Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
No, you what's up, Phil? You can't pass the blunt to Baby G. He's positive for it.
I'm positive for it, but I puff puff fast. I don't care. Yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah, Jay, basically, man, what up, Ghost? What up, Bush? How you doing, man?
Hey, what up, G?
Yeah, man, basically, what it is with me, I come in through another cat, DJ Smooth. You know, I came through him, a good friend of mine. We co-workers years back. And, you know, he was on the station with Silk. We rapped, and then he got me on the air. Me and Silk holler at each other. And it's just been one big thing after another right now, man. This thing is taking off in a different direction than what I even initially anticipated. You know what I'm saying? It's like I just thought I was just going to be a DJ on the air. You know, now I got artists calling me, promoters, you know, emailing, and, you know, so the whole, like Super saying, the whole aspect of it being a network, you know, the negativity that feeds off of one of the mainstream networks is the Facebook, you know, and a lot of folks ain't really responding on the whole music aspect, and there's so much out there right now with it. You know, and they think because they can pop up and just put it, they track. You know, you just can't send me the track and then expect me to, like Super Saiyan, just give me the number and then don't holler at me.
That's
you
right.
know,
That's
so true. I mean, it's like so much with it right now, man. It's like really, in my mind, it's overwhelming, you know, but it's all good. It's on that, I try to keep it, like I said, on that positive force level. And that means, if you know, it takes my energy to get somebody else to blow up. If that's what they hard charging and grinding to do, then I'm all for. I don't want nothing in return but a shout out.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Good work, you know, good work pays off. And when you surrounded by folks that definitely share in the vision and the movement, a lot of magic can definitely take place, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. The forum, this is what it's about, yo. This is uniting of the mind, the direction, the campaign. We got tons of good artists all over the world that's definitely, you know, commit to the thing. You just heard from my man, Legion of Legend. One of the artists is definitely on the rise here where they do to that radio. You know, and there's plenty more that's out there definitely doing what they do. And so the first question, you know, we'll definitely, you know, address in terms of what the forum tonight. And I'm going to start out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start with my man Ghost Rider, and we're working on down the line, man. First question I'm going to throw out at the panel right now, man. Where do you see and where do you feel the hip-hop industry is going in terms of content and, we'll just say in the movement just in general, where do you see hip-hop heading right?
Yo, I'm just going to tell you and be honest with you, man. In fact, I'm going to say this straight up. Hip-hop is fucked up right now.
Okay.
I just to be honest with you, man, I know a lot of these guys, the 80s babies, you know what I'm saying, the 90s new or whatever. I know they can't answer all, you know, the Lil Wayne and all of that. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Lil Wayne doing his thing. It's cool. But at the same time, man, if you're going to love hip-hop and call yourself a hip-hop lover, then it's just like a relationship. You got to do a little history and get to know hip-hop. You got to know where it was in the beginning to know how it got to where it's at now and know the changes and things that happened. But honestly, the more and more I get around, man, hip-hop will return, but on a different aspect. It will return, especially through forums like this, getting information to local artists, unsigned artists, indie artists, you know what I'm saying? If they have a little guidance, you know what I mean? Because right now, they're falling in the steps of everybody else. And then just one other thing that I heard tonight, I'm just now coming from a DJ conference, right? So let me tell you the moving thing I heard tonight.
Okay.
The moving thing I heard was local artists can't progress because their competition is each other. Their competition should be each other. How we network, our network circle in the media should be the same network standards that the artists do. They should network with each other and pull each other along instead of being in competition with each other. Because if you actually go to iTunes and go to music, the top 10 artists is actually your competition, not the people, not the artists that live down the block and around the corner, or like my father-in-law would say, around yonder. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not your competition. Your competition is what's right there in that top 10. And what they doing,
right,
you aren't doing better. Get to know hip-hop. Bring that back. You know what I mean? So hip-hop can make a return. It's just
going to
be a journey for it to get back there.
Yeah, basically what my man said, in other words, man, hip-hop ain't dead. You know, we just got to just basically redirect it. You know, we got to bring it back. I mean, I feel that. That does make sense, you know.
Hey, J-Dawg.
Uh-huh.
Hip-hop got to re-up.
Okay, it got to re-up. Okay, there we go. I get that. It got to re-up. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I can get that.
Hip-hop
got to
re-up.
You know, when you run out of dope, you got to re-up. Real talk, I think hip-hop is out of dope. They got to re-up.
There you go. That's it.
They got to do that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yo, still, hey, man, what you think about that, man? What do you think hip-hop is going right now, man?
You know what, man? Check out. It need to re-up like your man said. And you know what? We got what they need. I mean, we disciples, bruh. And by us taking this serious, I mean, hip-hop, you know, being the freedom of oppression through expression, we got the minds of the youth. And it's on us to do the right thing with it. I mean, we in this to make a living, but at the same time, it's not to be abused. And it feels good to be around positive and the right team of people that want to make this happen for the masses, you know what I'm saying, without kissing nobody's asses, you know. And we on our way, bro. I mean, we can do so much, being the media, from the magazines to the interviews. I mean, I done made gangsters cry hearing they stuff on the radio for the first time, whether it was with DJ Tech or listening parties, man. It's times where I done called guys and do listening parties for them on the radio. It just happened to be their birthdays, you know what I mean? I tell you what, look at me funny when I see them in the street, you know what I mean? And I'll be like, all right, it's cool, you know, but I did that from my heart. And you know what? I give back because I've been blessed with so much. I mean, the Carla Reality Library, the movies, the soundtracks and stuff. I'm trying not to sell out, but, you know, it's going to be greater later, and later is here, man. All I can say is it's on us to use it as a positive tool and not as a negative tool and not let greed get in the way. And not abuse the power as well, you know what I mean? You got to be understanding and knowing the only way to a productive future is knowing the past, bro.
That's right.
We got to know that, like you say, these 80 babies is crazy as a motherfucker, man. You know, bananas, bro. I was spray painting on people's houses in the 80s. Does that make me crazy? I'm 42, yep. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I could go on and on and on, but, you know, I'm zoning, so I can't wait to hear what everybody else got to say.
Right.
Yo, baby, what you think?
I mean, basically, man, we kind of all touched, y'all all kind of touched on it. You know, the bottom line is they need to re-up. You know, I'm doing my part as far as the positive force side of it, you know, as far as that. I got 5 on it, on the re-up. You know, and at the same time, I personally feel it's being whored out. You know, with my I got babies from the 80s. So, okay. You know, and I'm still trying to follow this at the same time. And I love it. I love it to the point that I do research and I listen to the songs in the entirety, you know, even before I air them. When I go on the little record pools and get my little downloads from the record pools. You know, these folks are calling me back saying thank you for downloading it. You know, I'm like, no, that ain't where I'm stopping at though. You know, I'm going further with you on this. That's why I downloaded it. You know, but at the same time, man, with the industry itself, you know, like we said with the whole Lil Wayne. I mean, I love that boy. I just watched a YouTube video of him last night. It was an interview he had done with Hot 97 in New York. And, you know, he basically was saying he was going to retire at 35. And, you know, they asked him a question like, well, what do you think since you were gone, you know, that your artists that you got, you know, them blew up bigger than you. And he was like, every time they get paid, I get paid. You know, so in the essence, it's always back to that root of that all evil, man, the money. The more money you make, the more power you make, the more power you get, the more you shit on people below you. You know, and then going back to what my man was saying about the unsigned and up-and-coming artists, you know, especially the local cats, I get on them all the time over here in Southern Maryland where I'm at. You know, I'm like, man, I can't play your track when you're talking about the dude that you got a beef with on the street. You know, where you going with this song? What are you trying to do with this song? You know, so it's that whole crab in the barrel thing at the same time. You know, if I got nothing and you got nothing, we could get something together.
Okay.
You know, but if you want to do your thing and don't want to include me or push me off to the side because you don't think I got what it takes to get you somewhere, then damn. You know, I mean, what more can I get? What do you expect from me? So, I mean, I just cut you off like a, you know, I busted like a pimple and just gone to the next one. But, I mean, like I said, at the same time, the industry itself, it's always been whored out, man. Even back in the day, you know, Ray Charles and all them wasn't just like, you know, getting their dope, like making a quick run. They was getting provided things, man, you know, and it's like the more you get provided, the more you get caught up in that whole concept of, wow, this is it, I'm on top. But they fail to realize that every time you get on top too big, you come, they're going to crash it down. You know, it's so much to it all, man. But I think the main thing is getting back to the originality, getting back to especially the music. You know, I played a whole set today, early this morning, of nothing but instrumentals. And I'd be damned if I didn't hear at least 25 new songs that had been sampled off of those old tracks.
Okay. That's good.
You know,
that's real. You got to definitely put in the work, and you got to definitely let, you know. The biggest thing that I find just on this side of the fence, with dealing with so many different artists and dealing with the different levels of music, there's a lot of individuals that are in it for the right reasons, but at the same token, because there's not a whole lot of tangibles out there, that, just like you said, there's not a whole lot of room for them to develop. So it makes perfect sense to definitely have a foundation and a structure in place where these artists can develop, allow their music to grow on their fans, allow the fans to bond with the artists, follow them as they mature with the type of content they're putting out there. And, you know, from that standpoint, you develop, one, great artist, and two, a good sound that definitely, you know, quantifies you in the spot in this industry. You know,
right, because I had a guy tell me he had 1,700 fans on his Facebook page. And I was like, well, damn, I'm looking on your Facebook page right now. You asked me, did I play your track? But you haven't even posted that JustSilkinRadio.com is about to play your track.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Just something else about Facebook. Just because you got a fan page on Facebook, the difference in a fan and a fan is you can have a fan that'll download your music. But a true fan will buy your music.
Right.
There you go.
Them the ones I call true fans. Them will be fans with benefits. Because them the ones you want to take care of. The ones that are going to call and request you. The ones that's going to call and in fact, the ones that's going to tell a friend. The ones that's going to post what you post on Facebook. The ones that's going to comment. And basically, those fans that supporting you. You know what I'm saying? Not just thinking on I'm your fan and you don't never hear nothing from them. If you're an interactive fan, you take it up somebody else's fan page post.
And that's where I'm trying to get to the point with this, Cat, was, you know, you got to reach out better than just that, you know? See, I got 500 fans, but most of them are just for networking.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about the networking aspect of the Facebook, you know? But like you said, the fan is there for you, you know? And when you get them and capture them and get them involved in you, you know, and you say, when you tweet that you're doing such and such, then you should be having 15, 25, 30 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's like the whole what really gets me is all the technology. It's just crazy now, but you know, even with the whole internet radio thing. When I first came out, I was in awe. I was like, what the hell? I could do this, do that. You know, I was rushing to a barbecue, to a cookout, the DJ for a family reunion. I spent more time trying to worry about getting connected to the internet. You know, just to broadcast live. So the avenue was there, but it doesn't do anybody a damn bit of good if you're not out there pushing it.
That's right. You got to push it. You know what I'm saying? Participation is the key. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's kind of ironic you brought this up because I was just talking to an exec that's close to the weekend. And, you know, basically, you know, she's pretty big in the industry, especially with international artists. And one thing she stressed to me, she was like, Jay, you know, in terms of artists and different things we're looking to do, just do me a favor. Just make sure that the artists that you send our way, make sure they're not lazy. I was like, you ain't got to worry about that with the artists that I'm dealing with on where they do that radio. And any artist can tell you that, you know, that I deal with, you know, that's already on retainer with us. You know, we do a lot of consultations. We do a lot of things. And these artists are just that hungry where they're going to do everything necessary to get to that next level. But I'm going to say this. There are some artists out there that just think just because they went in the booth and recorded some shit that it is what it is. So it's just like, here you go, and then they expect it's a fucking miracle to happen, you know, without nobody trying to promote this, you know, the content. So, you know, we try to create this environment, an avenue where artists can develop and grow and have a good work ethic. or develop a good worker. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? It only goes as far. We can make the song as hot as the world wants it to be. But you know what? You got to be marketable, first of all. Second, you got to participate. And you got to let these fans know what's up, what's happening, where you're doing it at. That's just
exactly.
Real talk. You got to let them know. And so with all these different things that are in the industry, it just made it easy for you to promote, to market, to enlighten, to let folks know really what's up, what's good with you in terms of being an artist that's in the game. Now, from that, you know what I'm saying, good music sells itself. Yes, quality is important. You know, I'm going to put it out there. But, yo, next question, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know I'm going to shake a lot of folks up with this one right here, man. All right. Now, check this out, right? In terms of the industry being, and I'm going to say this not lightly, but everybody that knows me know I'm going to go with this. The industry being influenced by certain influences, if you will, is it almost like, you know, because we all work in media, so I want everybody's opinion on this. All right. Do you think that an artist ultimately, in order for him to get to the next level, where he or she has to bow down, I guess the best word to say it, to these influences in order to get to the next level? Or can an artist stay true to themselves, to the industry, and still progress? You know, I'm putting that on you first, let you run it down the line. Man.
Well, look, I'm going to say it like this. The answer is no.
Okay.
Artists don't have to bow down. Let me tell you why. Because if you do your homework and do it yourself, you are not only saving yourself money, you making all the money. If you go and do your publishing, $25-$30 register for it, you're done. 100% door. You know what I'm saying? You'll be in total control of everything, every project, every video, what you say in your content. Everything is yours. The problem with that is a lot of people go in and they do just that, but they don't know what to do. They don't go and deviate as a company. So therefore, you're not legal. And just to say this, Jay, don't put your songs in no envelope and mail it back to yourself. That shit don't work no more.
That's right. Don't do that Pullman copyright stuff, you know, hey. I mean, I know a lot of folks are still up. You got to go to Library of Congress, baby. That's why we got it on the website, man. Go ahead, go to Library of Congress, get that shit right.
Yeah, it's too easy to do it yourself, man. If you got to go to the point to where you feel like your morals is finna be degraded, you need to make a choice right then. Some people have to do the business side. Some people are just simply plain artists. If you have to be degraded basically what I'm saying is you're gonna have to make a choice. If you can't stand on your morals and you can't pull your panties up or pull your jock strap up, you know, and go and do the research and do it on your own, you know, you're going to find out what kind of world is really out there.
That's right. That's real. Yo, still same question, man. Do you feel that they have to bow down to those influences just to get in this thing and do it the right way, or is there, you know, some other shit they need to be doing?
Well, you know, too many people looking for record deals, right? So therefore, it's like, you know, I'm just trying to get on. I'm trying to get signed. But at the same time, it's more than Facebook and YouTube and Reverb Nation and SoundClick and mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of mixtapes. People just don't understand, man. It's about grinding. It's about building relationships with radio stations. It's about getting out there on tours. It's about getting them endorsements. And you got to buy into that. And this shit costs money. And, you know, people think they can get... Man.
Shut up, bro.
That's why I don't tweet, man. You know, I mean, I'm a writer for real. You know what I mean? You can go on the site and see Silkinid Media, and you know, my writing is exciting, and it don't stop. But what I'm getting at is people don't read no more. It's so sad. I can't even really do magazines like I want to no more because, you know what, people don't read. People ain't going to read it because they'll read it because it's them, and I wrote about them. But what about reading? You know, it's more to it than on YouTube and Google.
There you go. Cause I think that part, you know, you brought up an interesting point. I think, though, because there's a certain level of, you know, like you say, literacy, you know, I don't know. You know, I think niggas read. I say it's just certain shit they like to read. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, I've seen some of the most stupidest, I've seen the most ignorant shit in the world that's on YouTube. But I look at the capacity of it is, some shit people are just drawn to, they will read, they will definitely, you know, they'll go through what they see, whatever shit they need to go through just to see what's on the other side of it. So I think technology, I think the way our media is being displayed, there's a level of distortness. So I totally agree with what you're saying, Chip. I totally agree. You know, yeah, niggas don't read like they're supposed to. I think they read, but they just, I don't know, man. Maybe we put some naked women out there, you know what I'm saying, tell them to click here and click there, you know. Hell, you know, they'll get the fucking point, but we shouldn't have to do that. Which is, you know, they should definitely, especially when it comes to the music side of it, you definitely should be able to utilize every aspect of media. Media does include newspapers, magazines, television, and radio.
Interviews, you know what I mean? Record them interviews, put it in your files, you know what I mean, on your resume. You know, click this link, and this is an interview that I had with J-Dog or Positive Force or Force or Murdoch, you know, whoever it is, grind heavy DJs, you know what I mean? Hey, where they do that radio.
That's right. You know, that's what they got to, you got to get in the game. It's a level of development that everybody's got to have to take place with. Yo, Baby G, same question, man.
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's, you know, takes you back once again. You know, do you want to be whored out or do you want to keep it real? You know, do you want to stay true to what you started with, you know, yourself? And, I mean, basically, you know, I would say no. They don't have to, but they do because it's like fishing, you know. That fish been sitting there all day doing nothing and a worm popped down or something hit the top of the water, he's going to go check it out and go for it, you know. So he's just going to take that bait, you know. I mean, you look at it on the aspect of what sells and, you know, when it get to a point, you know, you know, you're sitting back and you're like, okay, well, I could sign this $22 million contract, hypothetically, and go on for the next 10 years and do this. But what I got to do in the meantime, how much of my soul am I going to sell to this devil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the key points is the fact that there are those powers to be. I mean, I'm not too going to get too deep into it, but I'm a conspiracy theory kind of person. Always have, even when I was young. I spent 8 years in the Navy, man, and there was always somebody higher than you pushing a button that you'll never know that he did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, they don't have to, but they do because they see the glitz, the glamour, you know, the... Like my man said, you know, I go say it with the you know, put your pants up, do your thing, not, you know, get your shit together, be you, and grind, keep the grind going, just take your money, you know. It's a lot of these cats that I've been talking to, and I'm just getting kind of into the whole aspect of the underground and, you know, the whole networking of actually how, from start to finish, to even get signed. You know, I hear cats all the time talking about, yeah, I'm about to sign this record deal. Okay, that's fine. They might sign you for 5 records, but how many are you going to put out before they drop?
Okay, that's right.
You know, okay. So it's an aspect, man, of what do you really want to do, how you really want to do it, and where you, you know, I get tired of hearing people say, man, I'm just like Hov. I'm going to get on top like Young Hov or Jeezy. I'm just like Jeezy. No, you're not. You're on the phone with me. Jeezy don't call me.
You
know? This dog gonna make me laugh. But I mean, it's just one of those things, man. You know, but then you look at it on the other aspect of it, and you know, you look at cats like the incidents that's been going on with Lil Wayne, supposedly went off on a fan in the audience, you know, trying to get the whole crowd to shut up or some shit, and you know, all that little negativity, man, people just jumping on it. You know, Cat Williams out there going off and shit, looked like he just hit something real quick down on stage and he losing his mind. But you know what? He's still keeping it real.
Yo, it's keeping it real. I'm gonna defend Cat Williams on this. Real talk, yo.
Right, I'm with him on it. That's what I'm saying. I'm with him. He's like, hell with it. I'm still getting paid, and I'm getting paid even more now.
But he jumped back on stage. Why he jumped back on stage now?
I think the whole deal with Cat, man, and pretty much, you know, Cat's got a lot of shit that's happening. But see, you know what? One thing about it, when you do certain things a certain way and you're building yourself up and people know you a certain perspective, a lot of times it's just like, okay, you can come from the hood, right? And then you get money. And then, you know, sometimes they say don't let the money change. Just that sometimes the money do change. Money only makes you more what you are. So if you was that same motherfucker, you know, fucking with folks, this, that, and the other before you had money, all money's going to do is make you be more of that. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I really think a lot of folks might have, you know, with all the stuff that he was doing, all these different appearances that he was on, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other, they forgot that Cat Williams, before he became the Cat Williams that we know, was a real nigga. And, you know, real niggas don't do real nigga shit. It's just like, you know, I'm going to totally turn this thing into a thing on a whole different level. It's like this, all right? If you smoke weed, it's certain things you going to do. And you going to know when you walk into someone's crib whether they smoke or not. You going to see certain shit. You going to hear certain shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I think,
right,
you know,
right, without a doubt. You know, but at the same time, I mean, he came up through the ranks on his own with knowledge. And, I mean, from what I remember hearing before, you know, he pretty much, like, studied and, you know, did the theater and shit before he even kind of, like, blew up, you know.
Yeah, you know, you got to respect the accomplishment, but you also got to realize, you know, at the end of the day, there are people just like everyone else. And that's what makes media dangerous. Media will fuck around, right? I'm saying this. I'm not afraid of shit. If you're a very private person, I don't think this industry is for you.
Exactly. No, and there's a whole list of people in my head right now that have declined from just what you just said. And I got a few of them that actually haven't been exposed and they still got longevity. And I'll give you two for example. Michael Jackson, his decline was when he went on Oprah. And
okay.
You know, then I look at Prince. Prince still got all his longevity, and he's, you know, Prince. And because he's not out there. He don't talk to everybody about who he is, what he got going on. He did one exclusive interview, and I want to say it was with Diane Sawyer. You know, some shit like that. I forget who it was he did an interview with at his house and some stuff. But, I mean, you know, and that's the whole thing. And, you know, media. Fox 5 is like the work of the devil, man. They just, I mean, I hate to put them out there. I hope they're not sponsoring nobody right now, but...
That man say Fox is the devil. Yo, man. Yo, for all y'all sponsors that are out there, you know.
I'm sorry, y'all. The views and opinion of mine are just only that. They're just mine.
Hey, this is a disclaimer.
You know what? Hey, this is true. And I say, you know what? If you won't say fuck Fox, man, I'm checking the records and they didn't pay their check this week.
Right. But you know, one of the biggest things, man, and I'll get back on that with that, all of this media, when it comes to especially television media, you know, if you hear a breaking story, when they interrupt your favorite program for a breaking news segment, 2 days after that, that story is completely different damn near than what they initially put out. But guess what? The masses only remember that first breaking news.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have short-term memory. Maybe that's from all the weed we smoke, or we just only remember just the bad shit. I mean,
we only want to remember the bad shit. We only want to hear the bad shit. We only want to, as a human, it's like weird, but a human characteristic, man, is like, you know, hey, if I went on Facebook right now and posted, I'm sick of the world, I'm going to blow my damn head off, man, my page will blow up. But if I say I'm about to rock for 2 hours on a mix on JustSilkInTheRadio.com, I might get a couple of responses from my groups, you know, from my basic people, my so-called friends.
Yeah, because sensationalism is what sells.
Right. That was the word we talked about the other night. Yeah. That's the whole key, sensationalism.
Yeah, you know, we know.
You know, wow, Cat Williams just went off and shit on a Mexican.
Yeah, that's
so
the
money.
These are the same folks that sit up and watch Maury. These are the same folks that have, you know, they Ricky Lake, Maury, you know what I'm saying, Jerry Springer. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We are in a society right now where this shit is sensationalism. Yo, I was sitting back the other day watching the program, right? I never seen it before. It was on one of these reality TV, which I can't stand reality TV to a degree because I'm trying to figure out why the fuck they call it reality TV because it's not nothing real about the shit that I've seen on the
right.
Like, so, but anyway, watching this show, right? I don't know if it was like, I don't know if y'all got it up there with you, up in the area, but it was like, I don't know if it was like a reality show. We're dealing with like this guy that owns a pawn shop. And he's just got like a camera. He's just like documenting everybody coming to their pawn and their shit. And it'd be all kind of shit that be happening. I'm going to tell you, this shit was, I ain't going to lie. Before I say that, I want to cut the music down before I say this right. And I don't want to make nobody mad or upset. Real talk, I'm going to say this right here. To me, this shit was funny as hell. It was funny as fuck. It was real. They had this lady, okay, she came in, right? It was rent time. And she needed to basically go in and, you know, pawn some shit to get a rent up. This lady reached in her mouth and pulled out her dentures. Goals in the dentures, right? She set them on there and she said, how much you give me for this? And so now the dude's like hacking her with her, you know, I'm only going to give you like 200, whatever. So she said, you know, about, you know, give me what I need. And when she walks out, she's like, come get it. Then they show a time lapse thing with, you know, 2 weeks later, she comes back and gets out of pawn. All I'm trying to say is that, now to me, I see folks doing this. I see folks, you know, times is hard right now. Okay, I get that part. But as a majority, a certain shit that I see, I'll be like, God damn, this is where we're going. This is what's the thing. But we still keep on doing stuff in a certain way.
Are you breaking in and out, Jay, to me?
Yo, sensationalism is going to continue to it's going to be continued to be pushed in the way it's being pushed because we have appetite for it. All right, now with that question being answered, you know, we're real. Okay, I'm gonna start out with what Ghost Rider, and then I'm gonna bring Silk on, and I want you to definitely elaborate. You know, talk all across the globe. We now know that okay, there is some shit that's happening. There is some influence that's in the area. All right. Do you believe that the Illuminati exists? Do you believe that artists that we have studied all along are part of this group? Go try to put that on.
Hey, Jay, you're going to have to say that one more time, man.
Okay. All right.
You got a little feedback.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say it like this. Okay. Do you think that the Illuminati exists? And if so, do you think the artists that are on the top tier are under the influence of the Illuminati?
Answer number one. Yes, I think Illuminati exists. Answer number two. I'm going to give between 60 and 80% is yes.
Okay.
Just to jump on a percentage, I'm going to say yes. And after my eyes was opened by a few suggestions that I pay attention to, I definitely believe Illuminati is there. And the artists that are there sort of kind of secretly, but representing, it's almost like a handshake. You can do a folk handshake, vice lord handshake. You know what I'm saying? You can do something real simple, such as the way you stand just by being in the Mason. It all means something. If you do these things, and the average person or a person that, let's just use the word ignorant or naive to it, they ain't gonna have a clue what you're doing. But once you get educated, it's a whole brand new world. It's just like looking at the sky and seeing all the stars the naked eye can't see through that telescope.
Okay. That's the way I feel about it. Okay. Yo, Silk. How you feel about it?
I'm going to tell you like this, dog. I'm about to do that interview with Homeboy this week. You know what I'm saying? So I figured like this, man. How you feel about doing an interview with OJ, man?
OJ who?
OJ Simpson. Yeah.
OJ Simpson. I think I would love to interview O.J. Simpson, man, because I got some shit I want to ask him anyway. I would love to interview O.J. Real.
I would love to hear it.
See, that's what you get for putting me in these forums, man.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, O.J. ain't in the Illuminati because he ain't got locked up for the shit he did.
So you think Illuminati made OJ do the shit that he was doing? I think, you know, wait a minute, let's just do this.
No, I'm saying if he was a part of it, he wouldn't be locked up.
Well,
no, man, I'll put it like this, man. It's like this. What really happened was, man, since I don't be getting to play NWA on the radio no more.
My bad.
Eight ball now, so, you know, y'all be going and pass it to Baby G, you know what I'm saying? Okay, he be hearing it. But I'm with you.
You know, I got love for you, bro.
I'll tell you. Man, you know what? Hey, yo, Baby G, I think you had answered it earlier, man, but yo, I think the influence is here. I really think there's some shit that's going on. There's a lot of folks that start to see certain stuff, but they only are seeing the stuff that they're allowing to be seen. It should also make you intrigue you to look at the stuff that you're not paying attention to.
Exactly. And one of the keys to that is the simple fact that it has to just be for the simple fact that there's too many indicators of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and as far as to answer the original question, yeah, I think it exists. I think a lot of secret societies exist. I got a partner that's like a ride or die brother for the last 35 years, and he's a Mason. And I actually tried to figure out a way for him to solicit him to bring me in and see what is going on. Maybe I might have, you know, get into it. But he was like so damn secretive to it, it was like, damn, you know. Is it like that? I mean, are you fucked up in the head, brainwashed with or something, or what's going on? Because you still sit here drinking Budweiser with me and shit, you know? So, I mean,
I think, baby, you know what, man? You know what, Baby G, I love you, bro, but I can only tell you so many secrets, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Hell no, man. I'm sorry, bro. I gave the passcode to the shoutcast. That's as far as we gonna go, bro.
That'll work. You know I'm good at cracking codes. Yeah, man. I mean, it is what it is, man. As far as the artists themselves, in the mere fact that I can say that I believe it exists. With that said, that would actually sway me to believe that at least the majority of the top ones have been not solicited, but approached.
Gotcha. That makes sense. You know what? I'm going to say what you guys have brought me to this level of thinking right here. All right. It kind of seems to me, though, you know, they are, you know, the criteria to be Illuminati artists, you have to be at the top of the game. So now I'm kind of thinking about it is, okay, you know, is it safe to assume, though, that maybe they got some folks that they might have recruited that they now, you know, I realize
Jay,
they might have worked?
Jay,
candidate for
I understand, too. You got to have about 20, 30 million already.
True. Matter of fact,
say that again.
Say that one more time.
Network. Your network needs to be about 20, 30 million over.
That's right.
I don't believe that you're going to come and pick up no broke motherfucker off the street.
Right. You got to have a salary. You know, you got to be above the salary cap.
Yeah, you got to be able to draw the followers. The more followers they have, you know, the bigger they grow.
That's right. So pretty much, you know, when you reach that 20, $30 million cap, you know, they look for you. You know, if you're talented. I mean, well, really, does talent, I don't, this is where I'm going. I don't, does talent have to be a part of it? I'm just saying like this. In other words, if you got the worth and you got the skill, do you also have to be talented? Because sometimes I'm looking at profit.
You said that you have to be talented.
You be talented.
No, you ain't got to be talented. You can be a business owner. Think about it. Just like the Rockefeller dude turned around. Man, I wish I could remember his name. I said right there and saw it in that DVD. He turned around and told that guy about everything that's happening right now that was going to happen because they said it's a whole system in place and everything is planned.
That's right. I know Aaron Russo, and I want to tell you, now, we got to be careful with this. You know, Aaron Russo, who was the last one to really speak out against the Illuminati, you know, he had one of the mysterious car accidents, you know, and no longer, you know. We can go to his archive, but, you know. What I'm saying is Aaron Russo did an interview with John Dee. He did an interview with the grandson of the Rockefellers, and they really laid it out. And so I was trying to figure it out. I was like, well, damn, you know, if hip-hop is under the influence of the Illuminati, you know, the top tier, then I'm looking at the top tier like, okay, well, shit. You know, let's look at who are the candidates. Who are the candidates right now? You know, everybody right now is screaming about Jay-Z. You know,
all right, who's the top one right now as far as the buzz? Who's the top?
Yeah, you know, Jay-Z is up there, but, you know, I have been a Jay-Z fan only until after the Black Album. After the Black Album, I started to see certain shit that was like, wait a minute.
Hey, if you think about it, too, the lyrical content changed.
Yeah, he always gone different.
If you're a hip hop follower, man, if you follow rap, and Jay-Z's your favorite artist, I mean, it's just like a lot of these guys, man. You follow them in the beginning, and somewhere along the line, a change happened.
Yeah. And Bush, I think you're talking about Damon Dash from Rockefeller. Is that correct?
No, yeah. I ain't talking about the record label. I'm talking about the rich fucker.
Oh, right. Okay.
Rockefeller.
You talking about the official members. The original
four. Yeah, the money, yeah, the dollar sign. It's rich and rich.
Right, rich, I know you're talking about that. Okay.
You know, so we got kids on the line. I was like, what the fuck is Richie Rich? They don't even remember Richie Rich, man. So, you know what, man?
Hey, a lot of these kids don't know nothing about nothing.
They don't know nothing about Richie Rich.
Nobody,
you should have saw this kid look at me the other day like I just landed on the planet, man. For I asked about a cassette deck. He didn't have a clue. He didn't have a damn clue.
Yo, check this out. This is what we're gonna do, man. I'm gonna drop a tune on the right quick. My man's over here. This is my dude Corey Flute. We're gonna come back to the forum. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely getting you ready. We're definitely launched on the ride on the wild side. The forum is brought to you by myself, J Dawg, DJ Ghost Rider. Yo, my man Silk in the building. And yo, baby, he up in the thing. Real talk, y'all already know this. I'm gonna drop the joint by my man Corey Flute. Two times, we're going to come back with more exclusive joints and chopping it up on the forum on WPBTA.
Peace, y'all. Hello.
Try to tell them. They'll listen. Show these niggas what's evil. Back on the floor. Locking the Q up house.
fucker, I'm no recruiter. I ain't need a Ruger. Watch me turn into a shooter. My speed is super. I'm kryptonite, call me Lex Luthor. I'm a dog off the leash. Shitting with no scooper. Vivid the demon. Vivid birth from semen. On any given Sunday, I'm shining like Willie Beeman. Beeman cush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why the cheese in the block hot and breathing. Mama told me, watch what's phony in the fake. If the grass is too high, chop it down and see the snakes. Young nigga, but my soul is 2,000 years old, and I can send you to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Faggot, I won't have it. Living life is a bad thing. But that's why I'm crazy and wild and die fast. Keep singing the same old story. But I did for the pain and glory.
Each time. Money, man.
I learned to love before me. This is the reason for all things, surely.
And we clap, money, man.
Fingernails, hands smelling like money. 4 days old, same clothes, rat funny. Dropped out of school, but I think you's the dumbest. Believe in what you talk without speaking for me. I'm the highest priest. See me on the streets with the beast. I'm cool with the killers, the dealers and the fiends. The world's so small, but this lifestyle big. Strapped to the back, pumping that like big. Father, son, and daughter, land, air, and water. My spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Sing to the soul, bring you the gold. Bring you the truth, may the truth be told. The Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flagpole, dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region's infected with demons and devastating streets. Keep singing the same old story, but I live for the pain and glory.
Each time, my God.
I learned to love before me. This is a reason for all things, surely.
And we have my mind.
Yo, that's my man, Toy Flick, the brother call with you time. We'll talk, check us out, if you ever see us, I'm going to go with you, I'm going to take you on a ride, on the ride side. We'll talk, you know what it is.
It's a little talk, I'm going to get you. I mean that shit, because he's like, oh, see, I don't care what y'all think. I don't care what you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American, if you whatever fuck you think you are. I'm just telling you niggas to these motherfuckers. You know, and until we go on to see, I'm going to fuck over like it is.
Young black males out there identify with thug life, but I couldn't have it.
Look at this stuff when you see something, man. It's going to be static. It's going to be static as shit. Because what the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say, real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming out 100% real, I ain't compromising nothing. Anybody talk about me, got problems, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up, like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world, and I'm being real about it, and I'm going to grow with my music.
Yeah. dirty, these crackers. They got some prisons over cold and got his back by the shackled. I guess it's years to broke the grid and the dip from that fatal. When these words and turn, become hands that right the cradle. In the days for days, I've simply counted the ways. The feelings are raised, I'm like what happened to slaves. Give a nigga some dollars and watch what you do. About 5 days, same crime all the time, start to gamble the same. They say hip hop was dead, but it was stolen. Ain't no deeper from the script, deep into the chosen, not the frozen. We open.
California, 20-year-old Pat Justice.
They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack fucked blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon's bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder, she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed the seed. This ain't living. We take it because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us a pot to piss in. Preacher man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks, the lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. It's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over 150. I sit back, sit back, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for rights. Shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. Told my mama bury me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, so well. Cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, but justice will make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't gotta kill and steal for my own folks, tattooed across my soul, all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
Criminal.com.
Yo, real talk. Y'all know what it is. And like I told you before, the farm definitely has already started. Yo, special shout out to my special guest, you know, DJ Ghost Rider. You know what I'm saying? My man, Baby G, Silk. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. This is an experience like never before. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what's up. See what's happening. See if I can get my nigga on the line right quick. You know what I'm saying? Definitely chop it up for a second. See what's up to see what's good. See if I can get my man West Manifest up in this thing to see what's good. Yo, West, can you hear me, man?
Yo, what's the word, bro? What it do?
Yo, man. Yo, the word is, man, you know what it is. Hey, a lot of interesting stuff popping off, man. Sensationalism doing what it always does. But you know what I'm saying? We do have the hearts and minds of the streets. We do have the hearts and minds of the listeners. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking, you know what I'm saying? It's about leading to the right place at the right time, man.
For sure. For sure. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with everything is just being lost, and everything is just being promoted. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait to just hear more from the boys is gonna be coming through, man. I mean, what's the word on that? When can we possibly expect to maybe hear from them and have them on the air?
It's looking like this week, like a lot of part of this week. You know. We got some money and whatnot going on throughout different classes and being taught, and some other power moves that are being made in the hood. So, but they definitely are excited and ready to come and holler at everybody. We would have Chief Shakur Tupac from the Ouachita Nation, and his beautiful wife, Sister Tohita. She'll be giving you some critique. They do a lot of different venues weekly, and on different media outlets. And some of you hear every week, you know. But the thing is that we've been setting up a matrix for everybody out there. My man was talking about AIDS being a curse in the last verses. The poet who was speaking, that's hot too, man. If you listen, man, you hot, boy. But what we're still be dealing with is the Alpharon war. You see, because when you're dealing with HIV, we got family members who are ill. When you're dealing with alkalinity, the body or the human temple is in balance. It's in balance, not imbalance, but it's in balance. You know, meaning it's stable. There's an equilibrium in the mind says, okay, we've reached where we need to be. Which means when your temple is alkaline, your bloodstream is cleansing, it's alkaline, cellular level. It's cleansed, alkaline. What this means is that no disease can exist.
Think about that.
See, that's why we've been dropping the news on Dr. Staby and Dr. Kweku Antonando. In the upcoming weeks, we're gonna turn it up another notch, you know. But the alkaline water is very important, and just start doing some homework and some research on it. So when she comes home, now you can follow along as she takes you a whole lot more in depth in that conversation. Brother Tupac, he gonna come on and he gonna deal with you concerning the Moringa and the benefits of this and the products that they have to help keep us all healthy. And help our temples the clears and red and stuff are the poisons that we putting in our temples every day. So yeah, we definitely in the right place at the right time. You know, even though it does not exist, it's only existence, it's only the here and the now. And we're sharing this here and this now with one another, you know, and that's a beautiful thing.
That's right, that's right. You know what I'm saying? This is what this movement's about, man. It's about bringing together all these different levels of energies and synergies and really pushing this thing to a point where everyone can definitely do their part to definitely bring that level of awareness out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are necessary steps. These are definitely necessary steps in the right direction, you know. And like I said, with the individuals and the affiliation that we have here, and I mean, what's being branded and pushed all across the globe, it's only going to get bigger, better, and stronger. And so, therefore, we need you, the artists. We need you, the fans. We need everyone that's out there supporting the entire movement. Today is the day. You know what I'm saying? That we definitely, you know, turn our eyes and ears on the things at a positive level, which will enlighten us and strengthen us as we continue to definitely, you know, go in that forward progression movement. Man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? I sit back and I just observe. There's so many different things that are being done right now, and I really want our listeners and our fans of the show and all the affiliate shows, such as yourself and the Radio Positive Force, New Vision Media, to really understand and know this is what we're getting ready to do. And it's to inform you of the things that are necessary that will, you know, strengthen you spiritually, mentally, physically, prepare you from a certain perception where you can definitely have your eyes open and your ears open to really what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? Media is used in a lot of different ways. And we're doing our part to make sure that the media that we're exposed to, we can definitely have a way to really become a strong concern to a lot of the stuff that's out there. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. And I'll tell you what, this is what we're going to do. I got a couple more tracks I got to drop into this thing. We're going to get ready to switch gears for all of our listeners. Yeah, check us out. We're going to be on Just Silking It. You know what I'm saying? We ain't done yet. We just getting started. You know, go to Just Silking It. You know what I'm saying? .com, www.justsilkingitradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Go to the websites. Do what you do. We're all over the websites. Just Google it. Get in where you fit in. Also, check out New Vision Media. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I can only do it so well. You know, let me bring my hands back. Really tell you what y'all just listening to. We're going to be riding this thing all the way up until 8, maybe 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, man. But real talk. Yo, Ghost Rider, man, let them know what's up, what's happening with New Vision Media, man. Let them know how they can get at it.
Yo, you can get a New Vision Media at www.nuvision.com. Media, MEDIA, .webs.com.
Real talk, that was up. Yo, Silk, I know you're still out there, man. Yo, let them folks know definitely how to get at that Just Silk, man. You know, I'm putting it out there, but only you can do it like you do it, man. Let them know what's up with that.
Hey, you know, I'm going to go old school on them and break with the www.justsilk, the letter N as in Nancy, IT. Radio.com, JustSilkingItRadio.com, or you can catch your man, you know, if you want to talk to me, chop it up, and network, 614-264-5881, that's 614-264-5881. Yeah, I chopped and screwed that last 158-881.
You know what I'm saying? We got them out there, man. Real talk. That's what I'm talking about, man. The move is definitely in effect. We're definitely cranking it up, turning up a whole nother notch, a whole nother notch, man. We have to take the world over by storm, universal, that is. Real talk. You already know what it is. Like I said before, man. Yo, this ain't the end of anything. This is only the beginning. So if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. Real talk. WTVA Radio in conjunction with Jess Silken. New Vision Media, Positive Force Radio, Real Talk. It's been to be on like Johnson Talk, man. But until then, we'll just enjoy the vibe. Lock it in, lock it down. Enjoy the sounds. Yo, we'll see you guys back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind on WTVTA Radio.
Thank you.
This joint right here, this is dedication to the big homie, Nate Dogg. Rest in peace. Definitely a hustler, internationally known. And when I say hustle, I ain't talking about curb serving, slinging and all that. I'm talking about grinding, whatever grinding is for you. As far as for me, I grind worldwide, man. It don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Let's go.
Getting stepped on, cause energy out the last long.
first born and never fell out. They call me little baby Drain when I shake them haters off. They come and dance with me. I'm still solo till the end. Got songs across the world, don't need no friends. I lean hard to the left, lay back in the cut. If you see me through my tent, you probably yelling what's up. I'm yelling that sound. West Side soldier for life. From the natty to the swamp, niggas better think twice. I ain't playing no more. You wrote, you got me on some other shit. Got the story y'all been. Look at what you're dealing with. I'm soldier for life. Plus a veteran in it. I want the money and the power. Ain't no time for a bitch. I broke a fucking knuckle. Do you know what that means? I say curb to the curb. Off the hydrogen green. Now watch the heat, nigga. Cause I'm a beat, nigga. From the lab at the crib to the street, nigga. Copy, fake glass house, bust ass scrubs. I'm representing for the thugs. But these are black gloves, which is grown shit. See me busting on the block. Laughing when you scatter, cause some roaches hit the spot. See you hot like an oven, but you cold as just. When I'm mad, I'm on fire. Niggas coming to burn the bush now.
We on that grind, man. We on that paper chase. We staying hustling. While we pushing pain, staying hot, man. We overdose that way.
dick, heaven in me when I spit, caught up in these money shits, in a pit of rage, trying to walk as Jesus did, I slip, so get this evil, got my soul, on some real fucking quick, get a hammer, dump a clip, wonder why it came to this, I lost my mind at last, society has caused a flip, as I walk past, begging hands, got me feeling sick, seeing how this world can change, fighting, trying to stay the same, money thoughts attack the brain, battles of a mental strain, and yo, this money has an eye, but I'm caring to which window paint.
Still I can't let my guard down.
nothing but the money I don't owe. Still I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money I don't owe.
My mind in days. Pray towards the sun, it's like the clouds disobey. Trying to get through life, have a prince one day. But the way it's looking now, I feel that day be looking great. Yeah, I seen him at the top, so I kept writing rhymes. Knowing I was far better than them bullshit lines. You forgetting life is short. We live this to the fullest, and I master what they try. So, like, I doubt that you can do it. I will always be far ahead of my city, yet they still love me, and I still love me. So I can never fall off, and look, I am for my people, ain't gonna never beat the cause. So I keep lifting weights, my lyrical dumbbell. I try to make it out the city, desperate for help. Won't see many cry, young and begging for help. They try to pray, but they better off begging themselves. Still I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money I don't owe. Still I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money I don't owe.
Halloween is the worship of the god Samhain. He is the god, the reaper of death. Samhain is said to be the god of the dead, and on Halloween Eve, he called up all the evil, wicked spirits to come out of the ground and to walk the earth. Now in Great Britain, and over on that side of the world, many years ago, were the Celts, I guess you call them, the Celts, C-E-L-T-S. And they were a group of people who had priests called the Druids. Druids were blood-drinking, horribly evil priests. They used to take full wicker baskets and put human beings in them and put covers on them and light the basket where you could hear the human beings screaming for mercy all around the villages. This was an offering to the god Samhain on the eve, which is Halloween. That holiday was so important to the Celts that their priests would go from house to house demanding priests and offerings so that those people within that house would not be harmed. This is what would happen, ladies and gentlemen. The Druids, who worshipped the devil, who had nothing to do with God, who had dragged the Celts into that abominable life, on that eve would teach them that these spirits, these ghoul goblins, would walk the earth. And in order to appease them, it was important to offer something to those wicked spirits. It started out where the people would leave just sweet little baby food. Because these wicked spirits, they believed, could spoil the milk that came from the cows, could cause death in the home, cause all kinds of diseases to their animals and their farms and their families. So they start by leaving little treats out to appease them. Well, as wickedness grew and the people gave into this diabolical thing, those treats weren't enough. They began to demand animal sacrifice. And so the people now and the Druids now would begin to offer animal sacrifice, shedding blood on the 31st. They would sometimes cut off the head of a goat and put it up on a stick because that was a representation to their god, Samhain. These were offerings of treats to him to appease him that he would not and his wicked spirits would not be damaged. Okay, as havoc in the villages. As men gave in more to this, that was not enough. Now they wanted human sacrifice. And this is what would happen, ladies and gentlemen. On the night of Samhain, when the wicked spirits would be summoned to walk the earth, they believed they were departed spirits of loved ones. They were not departed spirits. They were demons. When they would come up out of the ground, they would walk around. Well, now the druids, to go along with these wicked spirits, would dress up. They'd paint their faces in ghoulish looks and walk around in ghoulish clothing and pointed caps. They walk around in the night to appease the wicked spirits. On this particular evening, they would go to people's homes, knock on their door, and demand that that night before midnight, a virgin in that family be offered as a sacrifice from Samhain. They would leave, and they'd leave a little jack-o'-lantern. Don't miss all this. A jack-o'-lantern with a ghoulish carving in the face and a little piece of maybe human fat in the bottle, a hole in the bottom of that jack-o'-lantern, lighting up the ghoulish face and telling the people, this is here as a sign that we'll be back at midnight. If you don't produce the virgin, if you don't appease us, your whole family will die. And they would go off with that little cute little jack-o'-lantern we all carve at Halloween, sitting there. When they returned at midnight, if the virgin daughter was not given for sacrifice, that her blood be spilled, a hexagram would be drawn on the door in blood. A hexagram, not a pentagram, a hexagram, which means there's a hexagon to them. There's a difference. Not that it means much to Christians who have the blood of Jesus. But for information's sake, they put a hexagram on the door in blood, and that would mean that by morning, everyone in the house was dead. That they had put a hex against that family. This is what we partake in when we celebrate the 31st. I want you to think about what I just said. You dress up the children, that's what the Jews do. They dress up and walk around in ghoulish outfits. They go from house to house requesting trick or treat. That is a mantra. That is a repetitious comment that is made. Give up, and what the kids are doing today when they go out dressed up is they're imitating the Jews. They're taking part of Samhain's holiday. You can't fix it, folks. You can't scrub it down. This is what they're doing. Little Christian children are walking around, dressed up, chanting trick or treat, partaking in the holiday of the eve of the God of the Dead. There's no getting around it. The jack-o'-lanterns that are carved are said to be the ones that they, you know, in lieu of the jack-o'-lanterns that were carved, put on people's front porches. Now we carve them and put them up there, you know, just set them out there, never realizing what we're partaking. The pointed hat that some of the children wear, the witch hat, and sometimes we put them up in our window for cute little witch. Well, the pointed hat means the cone of power. That means anyone wearing that pointed hat operates in divination and sorcery. The witch on the broom that many times we hang up in our windows, or sometimes women would buy the little kitchen witches for good luck and hang them up in their kitchens. The witch broom means that she asks to project the spirit travel from one location to another. That goes all the way back to the Columbia, ain't it? The little Casper ghouls that we put up with the little smiles that look real cute with their little, at the bottom they don't have legs, but it almost looks like an upside down sheet. That represents the spirits coming up out of the ground. They look real cute, don't they? They make real cute little faces. They look like Casper the ghost. We stick that up on the window. And that makes